And I teach students, you know, I believe a lot of students have problems. The problem is not that they are not inherently intelligent, but because they have come to believe for whatever reason that they are not. You will tell, it starts very early in life. Maybe a child has a bad teacher or the parents are not skilled. You know what I mean, skilled? You're not, they don't understand children. So they start energy, you don't know anything. Then the child grows up believing he doesn't know anything. And then he gets to secondary school, once they say DY, DX, he mentions, he said, that's for John and this person and Matthew. It's like, they are the ones that know those ones. Me, I don't know such things. I've seen people take pride in ignorance. They tell themselves, I don't know it. And they are happy, you know. They now go and look for companions like themselves who don't know anything too. So they go laugh. Anytime I have to speak to students, I always fight that thing. I always do. As a student, what you will do, you look at the book. Let me tell you the truth. Book has ears though. Apart from this, your normal ears, your brain has ears. He hears things, you tell it. Listen, maybe there's natural intelligence. There may be. But I told you that once it comes to Christianity, natural things, they passed away. So whether you're naturally intelligent or not, if you speak to your book and speak to your head, it has no choice but to conform. So I don't want people arguing with me. Okay, you don't know my case. You are right. I don't know your case. But I know the word of God. And I know, except you're a sinner, and sin is not that you committed one sin yesterday, that is, you are disagreeing with the word of God when it's coming. For that is iniquity. Those who die are those who challenge the prophets. No, go and read the Bible. Hey, the word of God, tomorrow, economy will be like this. Can God do that one, even if we're to open the doors of heaven? The prophet said, no problem. That word just killed you. What am I saying? When the word of God is coming forth, and you are agreeing with it, you are not a sinner. Are you getting my point? Therefore, no matter what your natural case is like, your body, your brain, your physical book has no choice but to respond to the word of God. Are you getting my point? So we have not left that verse. We have not left it. But I just want to lay emphasis for those who are studying, either undergraduate, secondary school, postgraduate, one study or the other. You have to take charge of that thing called book, paper. Learning that's written inside it. And your brain, you must instruct it. Especially as we go back to these confessions, focus on that if you're in that kind of category. Even if you think you know book, that's not your problem. Now we must use the word of God to know book. Daniel was not naturally intelligent. He became intelligent because of obedience to the word of God. Let nobody reason Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Mishael, Azariah, although they are Jewish names. Let nobody give any natural explanation for it. What happened was that they decided they wanted to obey God. Therefore, God gave them understanding. Let me ask you a question. Can a man make up his mind to interpret dreams? So how did Daniel get to interpreting dreams? It tells you their intelligence was a gift of God. Because the Bible now said that God now singled out Daniel. Go and read that version, that portion. I don't want to open to it now. God now singled out Daniel and added to him the ability to interpret dreams. All of them he gave intelligence. And listen, it is not that, no, you are good in science, me, I'm good in arts. The Bible says every branch of learning. So that one of you are naturally good in science, I'm naturally good in arts, old things are what? Passed away. I'm good in anything I want to be good in. If I want to be DJ, I go good. Nothing natural. I want to be a nuclear physicist. I go good. Why? Because God gave that spirit to Daniel, to Azariah, to Mishael. What's the name of the fourth guy in Hebrew? Anyway, the first fellow. All right, the Lord is good. I feel like not calling them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I like that Azariah, Mishael, and the other fellow. God gave them that understanding. That's what the Bible calls a sound mind. That's what Bible calls what? A sound mind. Now let's get back to that scripture. Begin to declare. Say, I do not have the spirit of failure. I am not afraid of failure. I don't have the spirit of fear. I have a sound mind. I have the spirit of power. Ideas come to me naturally. Poverty is not my portion. I have ideas from heaven to tackle poverty. God gave ideas to Joseph. Joseph tackled poverty for a whole nation and nations beyond their borders. So therefore, I am not a failure. Therefore, I don't rejoice in failure. And see, I am not afraid of what tomorrow holds. I'm afraid only of God. I know who holds the future. The Bible says, let the Lord alone be your fear. Let him alone be your dread. Be afraid to offend him. Be afraid to walk against his word. Be afraid to displease him. Be afraid of drinking the spirit of the world. No, that's all you need to be afraid of. But as for tomorrow, you are not afraid. Said, I do not have the spirit of fear. I have the spirit of power. God has given to me the spirit of power. He has given me the spirit of love. And he has given me that spirit that produces a sound mind. I am intelligent. You must fight with the word of God. Every suggestion that the world or the devil tries to pass to you that is contrary to the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and a sound mind. Listen, I think. Listen to this. You know, we're talking about fear. I just can't leave this exam student thing alone. I've noticed that if you enter, look, with confidence, real godly confidence into an exam, the exam will hard to tackle you, to bring you down. It needs to work extra hard. So what the devil does all the time is to try and tell students that you know you are not good. Now, a lot of students, they knew, you know what I mean? They believed it very strongly. Before the semester started, they don't make up their mind, say, it go rough. Listen. These days when I meditate, and I understand more and more every day what God is trying to do in the lives of people. It's not just about working miracle. He wants to change the way they think. Problem never come with the man knows he don't fail. I told you the story of one of our brothers. He used to be here, but he has left town now. When he wanted to apply for a post as a house officer, when he was graduating from College of Medicine, they say apply here. He said, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. Not the same day. I don't know anybody at all. So he refused to apply. But guess what? That year they took everybody that applied because they needed 20 people. No, they needed like 60. Only 44 applied. So, without looking, they just first employed all the 44. The only person who was not taken were the people like him. The only people that were not taken were those who refused to apply because they felt they did not know anybody. So, they failed even when life didn't want to fail them. That's what fear does to people. Are you getting my point? Listen, you must declare it again. As a child of God, I am not a failure. That is, put your hand for pocket when you are going to class. Wait, no be book. When you get there, say, I want to do more arithmetic today. I want to count heads. Any lecturer that has two heads, I will not know his subject. Abi, it's simple. So any lecturer that can come with two heads, then he's allowed to have a course that's difficult. So go to class and start counting heads. When once Dr. So-and-so shows up, how many heads with that? One. Forget it. It's a simple course. I remember very well. Listen, one of my classmates, when we were in primary school, we were in primary school and secondary school. We did physics one term, we didn't pass. We did physics another term, we did not pass. So third term, he came and told me that he's not doing again. Why? He said, let's be honest with ourselves. First term, we did not pass. Second term, we didn't pass. So I went and told one of my other friends, one classmate. I said, Yemisi Oluwade, that's his name. I said, oh boy, This guy says dropping physics, so because he didn't pass. I can never forget. We're being taught by a Ghanaian. He said, our teacher, does he have two heads? It was like revelation to me. I said, it's true. The man has one head. Yes. So when I told my friend, I said, you're on your own. You know, from then on, it was like a test. Till WASC, we never failed again. It wasn't as it was difficult. Maybe the teacher didn't use a good method or the one he started with. After that, everything became easy. Passed third term, next term, passed first, second, third, entered WASC, had A in physics, we just kept on passing. That, my friend, is a very smart human being. But he just told himself, it is hard. That's what fear does to people. Listen, if you say it's hard, it concretizes and becomes rock hard. The people said this Egyptian, this, what do you call them? Giants. We are like grasshoppers in their eyes. And we have discovered that they think so, we also think so. You know, David was focused on something else. He didn't even know that lions were dangerous. that's how life is. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, if you face life thinking things are hard, they become hard for you. You start seeing the difficult ones. God said, because you say you shall flee, therefore I will give you cause to run. He said, because you say you will run on swift horses, said, therefore those who will pursue you shall be swift. Are you getting my point? Let's go back. We have not left that scripture. Especially if you're studying. You have a project you're doing. You know, either postgraduate, anything. Life must never tell you something is hard. Declare it again. The Spirit of Christ is in me and has given me a sound mind. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There's no field of human learning that the Spirit in me cannot decode. Put a hand upon your head and speak to your brain. Say, receive the Spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, God has given to you a sound mind. God has given to you. You speak. You know, David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. He can speak to himself. Speak to your brain. Say, hear, O ye Banky's brain. In the name of Jesus, you are able to remember things. In the name of Jesus, you have understanding. In the name of Jesus, you can decode difficult things. In the name of Jesus, there's no area of learning that is hard for you. In the name of Jesus, you have the Spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus, you are of a sound mind. Declare that I'm not a failure. Say, failure, you can't scare me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Failure, you cannot scare me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Lord is good. Let's end with one thing. Actually, we started from there. I want us to end with it. At the time, Jesus came and said, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name. You know, I was listening once, and the pastor preaching was explaining something. I never forgot that thing. I never heard it like that until that day. That was about 2 years ago. I heard it. What he said in effect is that, listen, that Jesus didn't give that commandment or that word so people can pray for simple things. I don't know what I said. The way he illustrated is this. Assuming that good Lord Jonathan, all right, is about to leave office as president. He now calls you as his bosom friend. Say, I'm about to leave office. What would you like me to do for you? You know, you'll be stupid to say, okay, you know, says campus hurts more. What if we find boys like 50K to take rough and through school? The man will look like, did you hear what I said? I am the president. I'm telling you, I have another 2 weeks, 1 month before I stop being president. What do you want me to do for you? It cannot be, if it was money, he wouldn't call you to his office to discuss such matters. You don't need the power of a president for such things. You stand on the road, you beg enough. That is short while, you make 50K. No be hard thing with that. You get my point? If a president doesn't have 50K there to give you, he has to call somebody to please help you, give you money if necessary. Are you getting what I'm saying? What do you ask presidents to do? I remember when Bill Clinton was leaving office. When we were criticizing him for it, the last thing he did was to grant presidential pardons to his friends. Only a president could do that. He wiped away their criminal records. All those who are his friends that served him, he said, okay, you can verse if you want, but he has done it. He has declared this man forever not guilty. That's what presidents do. You get my point? Those are the things that billionaires can't do. Bill Gates may be the richest man in the world. He can't pardon anybody. No matter how poor an American president or any president, he says, forget it, you are pardoned. Even if you're on death row. There was one governor in the U.S. about 7 years ago who did that. The day he was going to leave office, he pardoned everybody on death row. I'm not joking, though. What I'm telling you is not a joke. I watched it live on TV. Everybody on death row, the man granted them pardon. You know what it means? Today, they're saying the day they will hang you or give you lethal injection. The next day, you were home free. He had his reasons. He gave a long speech and then granted pardon to everybody on death row in his state. I can't remember the state, whether Arizona or I'm not sure. What am I saying? So when Jesus said, whatever you are asking my name, you know what it means? Ask for difficult things. All these small, small things that your father can do, your friends can do, Pastor Baki can do. All those things that if you know enough people, they will help you. I beg that you don't embarrass me with that kind of request. Ask for things that if I don't do, nobody will do. That's why, listen, when people are saying that, house, I tell, my wife knows. When I'm watching telly, and they say, this house is fine. I say, yes, it's $18 million. That's your problem. I'm not God. The $18 million doesn't concern me. If I like it, I ask for it. That I will not live in it, it's only if Jesus comes too early. And in which case, he will grant it an hour before he comes, so that at least let him quickly answer the prayer before he arrives. I'm telling you. You're a businessman. Stop thinking like an African. You know, Africans, once they have made some money, they can buy 2 cars, build 1 house in the village, 1 in the city. They think they are rich. You ask yourself, okay, Dell is a man's name. See this computer? It's not an angel's name. It's not Gabriel. This is not Michael. It's an American. The full name is Michael Dell. When you see Hewlett Packard, it's 2 men. One is Hewlett, the other one is Packard. It's human names. See Mercedes-Benz. 2 men founded a company. One is called Daimler, the other is called Benz. They needed money. So they went and met a man. The man said, name the car after my daughter. So the car became Mercedes. Mercedes is a female name. These are human names. Are you getting my point? As a businessman, when you want to pray, that's how you think. I like one thing the man who founded Deal With Them said. He said all he wanted in life, that as he was building companies, building ships, you know all these things about Deal. He said what he just wants, that he would design a product. You know, when you want a pen, you just say, can I have a Bic there? You know that kind of thing. Give me Bic. Bic is a man's name. Some don't know. Think it's the name of an instrument of writing. It's a man's name. A man who decided to make writing. The man who invented the ballpoint pen. His name is called Biro. The man who made it cheap for everybody to use is called Bic. The man said he wants something that once you mention, his product will come to mind. You get my point? Like when they tell you now DHL something. You don't have to go to DHL. You can go to FedEx, UPS. But when you say DHL it, you know what I'm saying? Your mind just says, he said that's all he wants. He's been mad. I don't know whether he finally succeeded in doing that, but he tells how men think. That anywhere in the world you mention it, That's what, like, I was watching something the other day. They said, when you, instead of saying petroleum jelly, people say Vaseline. Vaseline is not petroleum jelly. It's just one brand. But it's so the main one that once you say, you know, said, that's how people are supposed to think. That's what I'm saying. Sin has made us think in such a small way. Say, God, hey, once I can build a house, I want to be one for my father. And you think you are very generous. One of our senior friends the other day in church, he said when he went to America, they were asking him after this Matalab problem. They said, what do you do? He said, I'm a hotelier. So the people said, like, okay, you own many hotels. How many do you own? They were like, two. Both of them, small ones in Enugu here. So the American looked at him like, my friend, you get away. How can you call yourself a hotelier by owning two hotels? That man, in his mind, what he was thinking of Hyatt, that have thousands of hotels all over the world. What he was thinking of was Sheraton. What he was thinking of was Hilton. But Africans don't realize you can think like that. Listen, before we close, are you getting what I'm saying? I want you to pray again. I've led this prayer here at least 3 times. This will be at least the 3rd time. You bow your heads and say, Lord. Don't be in a hurry. If you can't pray it now, don't worry. Do it at home. But I want you to begin to bow your heads, begin to meditate. Some have thought about it before now. Some just think about it. You are going to make a request. I didn't say for Enugu State or for Nigeria. For you. You know, Jabez prayed, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Not bless the nation. Bless me. And you make my name great. God looked at Abraham and said, I will bless you. You will be a blessing. People will start blessing their people by the name of your God. So you think, say, God, what? Now ask yourself, what do I want God to do for me in this life? And listen to me, it must not be based upon where you came from. Say, Lord, you know I have only an OND. And my father didn't leave any inheritance for us before he died that time. So just open for me a big mechanic workshop in Enugu. That's a very stupid prayer. That's not what I mean. Not prayers dictated by where you're coming from. I want prayers dictated by the desire that your heart is incubating ever since you gave your life to Christ. You began to walk with God. There are things that you just say, oh, you just start wishing, I wish. Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm a musician. Lord, you will make, I want to sell 10 million albums all over the world. That kind of thing. Things that you know that God has to do. Human beings can't do it. You're a preacher. Lord, I want to preach all over the world. I want the messages I'm preaching to fill every continent. That's the kind of prayer I mean. I bring. Now I'm a preacher. So now my prayer, they go that angle, they go. You're a business person. Say, why am I always flying other people's airlines? Lord, from this country, I want to have an international airline. From here, we'll go down to Johannesburg, fly down to Singapore, fly straight about to at least not too many American states, just Houston, New York, and, you know, Los Angeles. You know, they will fly to Europe. Uh-huh. One man started Virgin Atlantic. Not two men, you know what I'm saying? It was one man's idea, which is stumbled on by mistake. Ask for something that only God can do. If you have your own way of doing it, that's not the prayer point we're talking about. The Bible says is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all that you can ask or think about. So whatever you can think about this evening is already too small for God to do. He just wants you to enlarge your coast so he can start working with you somewhere. So at times, the Lord, build me a house. God says, if it's a house, that's not a problem. What's wrong with me building you estate so you too can be a big estate man, creating homes for people, making life easy for other people coming after you? You've heard the name like Donald Trump. No be spirit, not human being. Why make a specific request like that this evening? Father, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you have promised, in the words of Jesus, that if we shall ask in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will grant it. Therefore, Lord, grant this request of our hearts, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. before we depart, let's begin to prophesy good upon this nation again. Say, Lord, violence, we command you. You come to an end now in the name of Jesus. Say, let everyone who will perpetrate violence, let them be the ones to be destroyed now. Before the incubations of their hearts begin to manifest, let destruction come upon them. Lord, let their paths, their crooked paths, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for security in this land. All doers of violence, we command their spirits to be expelled out of this country in the name of Jesus. We command peace upon this land. We command peace upon this state. We command peace within our walls. We command prosperity within our walls in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dwell of iniquity, every kidnapper, every armed robber, we command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare that in peace we will lie down and we sleep, for the Lord alone makes us to dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus, safety is our portion. Safety is our portion. On the road, safety is our portion. In our homes, safety is our portion. Lord, let your angels, your 12 legions of angels, let them encamp around us and deliver us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. Hey, one more prayer point before we go. Men are gathering. Listen. I was discussing with somebody yesterday in my house. I said, men are very wicked. If you don't know, let me tell you now. Somebody was telling me that men gather. Remember 090? They gathered and decided. I was hearing that yesterday. That it should only be for rich people. That was why it was that costly in this country. You saw what happened to GSM. We know that God broke the hands of wicked men. They would have issued out 2 licenses that would have been bought by the same people, divided into 2. Then they would just decide that 1 SIM card is 50K. And people will see till today. But God said no. You see why power is not working in Nigeria? One day, President Obasanjo was saying that we're able to generate these 6 megawatts. So, was it 6 that time, or we had reached 4? One low amount was telling people you can come and invest in Nigeria. And one American was there. He was trying to understand. You said it's a nation of 140 million people, 6 megawatts. Is it for a street in Manhattan we are talking about here? No, it's not that you are generating 4 megawatts, but that you are bragging about it. What are you talking about? That cannot power one tiny segment. The island, Manhattan, that can't carry them. So he couldn't get the point that what are you talking about? I should come and invest because we generated 4 megawatts. My backyard generator at home. Are you sure it doesn't generate that? You think it is hard? We have natural gas. We have coal. We have petrol. We have everything. Should I tell you why we don't have power? I'll give you one simple sentence. Men are wicked. My problem is that you see people, you'll be amazed. You see all this campaign, zoning, no zoning. If you know, nobody amongst those noisemakers is thinking of how to ensure that rail system works in Nigeria. They are not thinking about how the road between Benin and Lagos will not be a death trap all the time, and people will be traveling this short distance in 12 hours. They ain't thinking about it. They're not thinking about how to generate power so that we'll have at least 50 megawatts in this country. They're not thinking about it. They're not thinking about how to make sure that we don't have to fly abroad for simple health care. They are not thinking about it. And the wicked soul that God will punish. Right now, as I'm talking to you, they are screaming. They will meet in Saudi Arabia, meet in Abuja, meet everywhere. Not just because they want to eat money, but because they want to hold men in bondage. Listen, I'm not joking about it. These men are satanic. These men are satanic. Now every wicked man that's gathering, God scatter and punish them. That's my prayer point. As they gather now, Lord, wherever they are, send lightning. Frustrate their plans, sir. Use your own words. Lord, uproot them.
only, all they are thinking about is how to prosper themselves. God, we're asking of you, scatter their mist. Hey, listen, I have a word that you can use to pray. Listen to this. Listen to this. Say it like this. Say, God, make their congregation like that of Babel. Turn their hearts against one another. May they not understand what they are saying to each other. Cause them to quarrel. Turn the heart of a brother against his brother. Men who are in covenant, break their covenants, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God said, your covenant with them shall be broken. Lord, the covenant they have with each other to hold the whole nation in bondage, Lord, let them break the covenant by themselves, that you might judge them for breaking covenants, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let their arrangements not prosper, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the word of your servant Tunebakade be fulfilled in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, let us close. Let's go home. Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks. Say, Lord, we give you thanks. Say, Lord, we give you thanks. Just by the way, please, if you are a child of God, don't ever desire political power for the reason that you think you will be made. That is, if I enter now, me too, I will be made. If you do, just for thinking those thoughts, God is joining you to those he wants to deal with. Because you are his child, he may use a very strong koboko, but your back will be peeled. Do you get my point? So be careful. As you are thinking thoughts in life, think thoughts of good. Whatsoever things are good, are honest, are just, things are of good report, things you can say publicly, tell, listen, this is my desire for this nation. That's the kind of things you'll be thinking of. Listen, don't join the thoughts of wicked people. Politics is not the way to make money. If you make money by that, it will destroy you. Politics, power, is for the doing of good. God looked at Solomon and said, ask for anything. Solomon had all the power. He only asked for the ability to do good. And God made him so rich. No king has ever come up as rich as that since that time. Think good thoughts and God will bless you. It's very important. Don't forget that as a child of God, as you are thinking, as you are planning, those things must be your thoughts. Father, we give you thanks. Because indeed you have been with us. And Lord, you are going to do something. You are doing something in this country. Lord, you are transforming this nation. Lord, the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit that fights Christianity, the spirit that fights truth and righteousness, we burn it and drive it back into Sahara Desert. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Anyone near the sea, let it go to the center of the Atlantic. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace upon this land. We declare it so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. And cause the rest of this week to bring progress and prosperity your way. Amen. It is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And God's presence, his shadow, shall be with you at all times. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.